Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we hope that you and your family and friends have had and are having a blessed and joy-filled Christmas New Year's holiday season. We welcome you to Basic Gospel, which of course is a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We hope you'll give us a call if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss. 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I hope everybody had a wonderful and joy-filled Christmas Day yesterday. Indeed. And really had an opportunity to celebrate the reason, and that is the birth of Jesus Christ. Yep. It is a powerful story. It's just the story that brings tidings of good joy to the human heart, to the human soul. Why? Because a Savior's been born, and that's what we're looking for. That's what we were looking for, and we have him in Christ Jesus. We don't have to go searching any longer. That God sent Jesus on our behalf. He was in the beginning with God, was God, and he became flesh and blood and dwelt among us, and now he's with us always in the person of the Holy Spirit. And that is really what Christmas is all about. And I was reading this passage in Luke chapter 2. This is kind of a follow-up. Jesus is presented at the temple, and he's there. You know, the parents, Mary and Joseph, have taken him there to go through the purification according to the law. And if you look back in Leviticus chapter 12, you see why they were at the temple. They were just carrying that out. And while they were there, they meet a man named Simeon. And here's what he had to say. And it had been foretold to him that he was going to see the Lord's Christ. And so when he saw him, he said this: "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." So he looked at Jesus, he looked at this baby, and he realized that that is the salvation from God.
Yeah.
That it's not a plan, it's not a rule book, it's not a set of guidelines to follow. It is wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. Salvation is Christ, Christ in you, your hope of glory. And that is just an amazing message, Andrew, and so many people out there, so many believers, so many churches kind of miss that, don't they?
Yeah, you know, you even think about the details of this story, Bob, and how, you know, every detail was mapped out by God in advance. You know, I think about a detail I recently learned about, the fact that, you know, Bethlehem was not randomly chosen. I mean, Bethlehem is where they were raising animals to be sacrificed in the temple. And you think about God and his brilliance using that, Jesus being born in Bethlehem and then becoming the Lamb of God who takes away our sins once for all. Well, that very same town, that very same city is where some of the flock was raised in order to be used as animal sacrifices under the law. And so here comes Jesus, a table turner, a renegade, bringing in a whole new system, a whole new way of grace. And he's not offering sacrifices year after year, but instead has offered this once-for-all gift of forgiveness. And that's part of the reason we celebrate. I mean, without Jesus being fully man in addition to fully God, that blood sacrifice wouldn't take place the way it did. So, you know, at Christmas, we're celebrating the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the fact that he is the firstborn among many brethren, and he's given us the gift of eternal life. Now, that's something to celebrate.
Yeah, not just at this time of the year. That's worth celebrating every day of the year, rejoicing in that very truth every single day of the year. Andrew, it's interesting you're talking about Bethlehem. We were in Israel a number of years ago, and back in those days, they had a lot of shepherd's fields surrounding Bethlehem, and you could actually go and walk in some of these fields. And we had that opportunity, and we met with some shepherds, some modern day shepherds, and they don't live much differently than they did 2,000 years ago. They live in tents, and the only difference today is they all have cell phones. But while we were there, we were sitting up on this hillside, and we were singing some Christmas carols, looking out over the city of Bethlehem. And down below us, there was actually a shepherd with his herd of sheep. And while he was down there, we hear a little bit of commotion, and one had given birth. And so we got to witness that. And you think, wow, what a wonderful experience to realize that the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, was born in this very place. And it was just an amazing moment for our entire group, and just seeing that that flock of shepherds and seeing the birth of that baby sheep, baby lamb, it was just something. It just made that moment even more special. But as you said, it wasn't just happenstance. Bethlehem was picked. It was the city of David. There's so much to it. Our program yesterday, we talked about all the prophecies of the Old Testament that tell us about Jesus, some 300 that are fulfilled in the person of Christ Jesus. So everything about his story has been in the mind of God even before the creation of the world, and you know, it just unfolded in history. And then at a point in time, at the right time, Jesus came into this world, and everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed because of Jesus.
And that is good news. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Open lines, 844-322-2742. If you have a question, something you'd like to discuss with us, we'd like for you to be a part of the broadcast, 844-322-2742. Well, friends, we're only 6 days away from the end of the year and the tax deadline for 2017 gifts, and we still have a way to go. As we entered December, we needed about $157,000 by the end of this month to clear our budget, and we're still hoping to see that need exceeded and shattered so that we can take this message, the message that has made a difference in your lives, into new areas where new listeners can hear of the love of Jesus Christ for them. So please, visit BasicGospel.net and make a gift today. Again, that's BasicGospel.net. Just click Donate when you arrive. You can also call 844-322-2742 to support Basic Gospel. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. You can send your donation to us by regular mail to Basic Gospel. We're at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, that's 751 Hebron Parkway. That's H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And as you do, we'll send you a copy of our book, When God Tore the Curtain. So please do that today if you can. Open lines right now, as I said, 844-322-2742. And we had a call that came in off hours in our system, and let's hear that call right now.
Hi, I was wondering about the ladies that had abortion. When they get to heaven, will they have their babies or not?
Interesting question, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah.
What is, you know, this baby that was in the womb that was aborted? You know, what is its eternal destiny? And the same with babies that have been born that, you know, die, you know, before their first year or second year or something. What happens to babies? Is there a biblical answer to that? Or how do we know?
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, we don't have a chapter about this. We don't have a long treatise about babies. I think ultimately, you know, 2 Samuel chapter 12 speaks to this in some regard, because David is a man after God's own heart, and we have an Old Testament passage here that is inspired. It's, you know, inspired by the Holy Spirit writing. And David is saying, now that he is dead, speaking of his infant child, why should I go on fasting? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him, but he will not return to me. And so, you know, this is David saying, look, I don't expect my son to come back to me here on planet Earth, but there will be a day that I will go to him. And so this speaks to me because I feel that, you know, God is using the words of David here to comfort those who have lost children at an early age, whether via abortion or an accident, any sort of death. When we lose a child who is not able to comprehend truth and respond to the gospel, I mean, ultimately, guys, we have to fall back on the heart of God and the compassion of God. Here we are worried. We're worried about the details. We're worried about situations. We're worried about a hypothetical. We're worried about what happened to someone we love. And how much more is God concerned over them? And how much more is God's heart, you know, bigger than our heart and his compassion greater than our compassion? So, you know, two ideas here. I mean, first, we've got 2 Samuel 12, which certainly steers us in the direction of saying, you know, that those mothers are going to see their children again, just as David said that he would. And on top of that, guys, the big picture, the backdrop is that God's ways are not our ways. And as much as we're concerned about fairness and about compassion and about love, how much more can we trust the heart of our Heavenly Father, and his ways are better than our ways? So we've got a lot of reasons to be confident in all that he's doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's the big question today out there. When does life really begin? And it's been being debated and that sort of thing. It's still in the debate circles these days. Science is starting to say that it actually begins at conception, and yeah. I think everybody kind of understood that for many, many years. So when you know that egg and that sperm meet and a zygote is formed, that becomes a living entity. That becomes life right there. And scientists today would love to recreate something like that and say, well, now we understand the origins of life. They'd love to be able to create something like that, and it would be the most cherished life form, you know, in the scientific community. And yet that's what's happening when somebody is, when conception takes place, life forms. And so God is interested in that life, and so his love is equal for that life there as it is for us. And so, as you were saying, Andrew, we can really count on the love of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God in this situation, and realize that yes, they're going to be with him and with him forever.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. Good news.
That's an extension of the good news.
Yes.
That you hear,
yes,
every day
is.
At Basic Gospel. So a lot of hope, a lot of worry for a lot of parents can be put to rest because of that.
Yes.
844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition, everybody. And Bob and Andrew, we've got a big fan out there, and we got a call from him over the holidays. So let's listen to that call right now.
Sorry, big fan. Big fan. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to you guys. I've spent hundreds of hours listening to you guys. Big fan, man. 87.9. That's on all five of my presets in my car. Like, oh man, you guys are just really good. All right. I gotta go. Praise Jesus.
Okay, let's do that.
Yes, love hearing that, but. You know, what I love about this gentleman's call is just his passion. I mean, he's taken a deep dive into the truth.
Yeah.
So he's not just hearing words on the radio broadcast. He's really pouring into that. And he's looking up looking up passages in the Word of God and really trying to find out what this Christian life is all about, what this gospel message is all about, and. Boy, that does my heart a lot of good. I tell you, it just leaps for joy when I hear that sort of thing, because here's somebody that has found a treasure in Christ, has recognized the wonder and just the awesomeness of knowing Jesus, and he's realized there's nothing out there in life that can compare.
Yeah.
And I just think that's awesome, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, also he's got all five presets set to the same station.
Yes.
So all he has to do is mash his hand against the dash, and out comes Truth. So that's good stuff.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Yeah, well, thank you for calling. We sure appreciate the courage. But always love hearing that kind of stuff from our listeners, our callers.
Do.
And, Andrew, our tagline is hear it, believe it, live it. And it takes a lot to really know that you're hearing the gospel message for what it really is. You know, so often people will hear the story about Jesus, and once it goes through that legalistic filter of theirs, it comes out a message all about them. Well, here's what I have to do. Here's what I can't do anymore. Here's what I need to do better at, and here's, you know, the promises that I need to make. Well, if that's the case, you're not hearing the true gospel, because it's a story about Jesus. I mean, he is the main character from start to finish. So if it comes out and it's all about you, you've missed it. So it takes a lot of time to hear it. And then as you hear it, to really say, do I believe that? Do I truly believe that he is my Savior? That he died for my sins, that he was raised so that I could have eternal life? And do I really believe that he is God in flesh? Do I really believe that all of this stuff about Jesus? And so you're challenged with the faith aspect of it. And then as that starts to form and shape inside of you, it's living it out in day-to-day life, just abiding in the resurrected Christ. So this isn't a magic wand that God waves above us and all our problems go away type thing. It's really a new life that gets formed in us and then is expressed through us as we learn to walk by faith. So digging into it.
Yeah,
and just saying, Lord, teach me. Lord, show me what your love is all about. Lord, show me what your life is all about. Man, that is just the only way for it to really grow deep roots inside of us, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, guys, we've all probably had some good meals this last month. I hope that many of you out there have enjoyed a good meal with friends or family or whoever it might be. And you know, when you feast on good food, it really makes a difference. And that's what we're talking about here spiritually. There's a difference between eating great food and celebrating versus eating bad food that'll actually make you ill. And, you know, there is a lot of bad food out there. There's a lot of bad spiritual food out there that literally can make believers sick, meaning that, you know, if the truth sets you free, then there's also error that really can put you in some serious bondage. So when we talk about this process, this adventure, this ongoing journey of basking in the truth of God and basking in his love, I mean, we're talking about some essentials like knowing that you're a forgiven person, knowing that the blood of Jesus took away your sins once for all. There's a lot of bad food out there. It says, well, you're forgiven for this sin, but not this one. You're forgiven for your occasional sins, but not your frequent sins. You're forgiven for your confessed sins, but not your forgotten sins. You're forgiven for your present sins, but not your future sins. Well, here comes the cross of Jesus Christ to blow that to smithereens and say, you're forgiven of all sins, period. Once for all, it's finished. So that's the good food that we can feast on that really sets us free. And then you get into identity. You know, we've got a new heart. There's a lot of bad food out there that says your heart is wicked, desperately wicked. Hey, Christian, you've got a dirty and distant heart. Well, that's not the truth that sets you free. The truth is God cleaned house and moved in and gave you that new heart. He lives there. He doesn't live in a dirty place. He lives in a clean place, and that place is you. So, guys, when we think about the difference between bad food and good food, when we think about the difference between error and truth, there really is an enormous discrepancy there. When we're eating something that is not healthy for us, we can expect a certain outcome. And when we take the time to really, as you said, Bob, dig into God's Word, feast on the goodness of God's grace and have this takeaway be, I am a forgiven person with a brand new heart. I was saved by grace. I am sustained by grace. It is the love of my Father that holds me. Well, all of that truth is good eating. And, you know, right about now, guys, we know what good food is, and we're celebrating the birth of Christ, and even more, how fun it is and how freeing it is to eat good spiritual food.
Absolutely. Well, guys, a question from Facebook, from Kristen through Facebook. She would like an explanation of speaking in tongues and how it is used in the church today. She asks, is it a gift all Christians can be given? Also, is there a difference in what some call a prayer language and what the word refers to about speaking in tongues with an interpreter? Thank you so much for your ministry and for teaching the truth. That's from Kristen through Facebook.
Talk about a lot of bad food that's yeah. out there. That's a subject. There's a lot of bad food that people are eating, and but there is some truth, isn't there? There is
yeah.
some real truth on this particular gift, and it's what I find, Andrew, is that so many people look to speaking in tongues as a sign that they are eternally saved. And if they're doing that, then their assurance is strong. If they ever have moments where, you know, the speaking in tongues goes away, or they don't practice that for a period of time, they start to doubt and wonder if they're saved. And it's a bad place, to park your horse if you're looking for assurance, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, Bob. Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to be putting our assurance in any spiritual gift. It's interesting, though, that, you know, we're arguing over tongues instead of arguing over love. You know, the church is divided over tongues instead of, really looking into the love of God and realizing the love of God is our focus. And, you know, you look at 1 Corinthians 14. I mean, you know, Paul is saying some things here that we really need to take in and understand. His big takeaway here is don't edify yourself. I mean, if I were to write three words to summarize this chapter, it would be about not edifying yourself. And, you know, people take this chapter and they'll twist it. And the meaning comes out then that we should somehow run around edifying ourselves. Well, if it's prophecy he's talking about, if it's tongues he's talking about, if it's other things in Corinth, like the women who are bickering with each other or making too much noise, the bottom line is he doesn't want people to edify themselves. This is about a gift to the body of Christ, sharing the good news in a foreign language that other people can understand. That's what we saw in Acts 2, and that is God's gift to his church.
Well said, Andrew, and thank you so much for being on our program today.
Yeah.
Always love having you. Glad you had a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to a great 2018 together with you, my friend. And so thank you.
My pleasure, guys.
Always. And thanks to so many people that support this broadcast. We have just a few days left before this year ends. We want to finish strong. We still need about 60,000 between now and December 31st. So we ask you to give generously so that we can share this good news to many more people in the coming year. And that's what it's all about. We want to reach more people. We want to tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can. So come join us and help make that possible.
Yeah, just click donate at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net. You can also make your gift by calling 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. You can send your donation to Basic Gospel by regular mail to 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Louisville, Texas, that's Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also use the Basic Gospel app, or you can donate through PayPal. Anyway, is a great way to join us in this partnership, and we encourage you to do that. And we'll send you a copy of our new book, When God Tore the Curtain, our gift to you from Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley, Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.